Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From a man that has seen his share of pure jazz over the years and given it back to the crowds, that was veteran guitarist David Singley with the 2016 tune St. Albans Saint off his latest CD called Good Hope. And it has been a long time in the making indeed, much like his dreams of being a musician. We caught up with David recently and he talked about his destiny.
Well, yeah, I think I always knew that I was going to be a musician. My mother always used to like to tell the story that I could sing before I could talk. That before I could talk, she would, you know, like rock me to sleep and sing to me. And she was quite amazed that I would start singing back to her. So from as far as back as I can remember, I've always had music in my head.
He's diversified his time over the years to have a pretty solid palette of play. He's been on stage with the likes of Bog Brookmeyer, James Moody, Bob Mincer, Phil Woods, Buddy DeFranco, and he has worked in the orchestra pit of many touring Broadway musicals. And he has performed with the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra, the Minnesota Orchestra, and he has appeared on NPR's A Prairie Home Companion. Along with his own work, he's gotten his sound out there on many commercial jingles. Along with the music, these days he is a lecturer of music at the Carleton College in Northfield, Minnesota, teaching jazz guitar and improvisation. If the music doesn't satisfy him, he is also a very avid long-distance runner. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of jazz guitar cats like the likes of Danny Embry and Rob Fleeman, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you yet another hour of jazz music. One of those cats that David played with was Sir George Shearing, the blind piano legend that gave his own unique twist to Latin and swing. And as we go into the tune Starlight Souvenirs off an Essential Masters 2013 CD, let's listen to David talk about his brush with greatness.
George was telling just a constant stream of jokes between tunes, and he was hilarious. So it was a dream gig. I mean, I got to play with him. I got to hear him. He was a fabulous musician. He was funny as all get out, and get paid too, and get to hang out. So
yeah.
It was just a dream gig. I'll never forget that weekend. It was so much fun.
Thank you.
Hi, this is David Singley, jazz guitarist from St. Paul, Minnesota, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. We'll be right back.
That was the modern era pianist and composer Billy Childs with a cut off his latest 2017 CD, Rebirth, with the song Backwards Bob. This L.A. native grew up immersed in jazz, classical, and popular music, and he was involved with the public performances by the age of six. And at 16, he was admitted to the USC Community School of the Performing Arts. And when he graduated from USC, he was instantly an in-demand performer on the L.A. jazz scene. Soon thereafter, he was discovered by trumpet legend Freddie Hubbard, and he embarked on a successful performing and recording tour with him. He would go on to record and perform with others like J.J. Johnson, Joe Henderson, and the great Wynton Marsalis. Here's another brilliant modern-day pianist with a distinct jazz voice. This is Anthony Wanzi with the 2009 tune Xavier's Arrival off the CD Open the Gates. And we have on this episode of Jazz with the door wide open for all the neighbors to hear.
Thank you. the jazz trombone player Joe Feidler, and I'm speaking today with Joe Domino for his Neon Jazz blog and podcast. We're talking about my new CD, Life Strange. Please tune in. We'll be right back.
That was Pittsburgh native jazz trombonist and composer Joe Feidler with the 2017 tune Quasi off his latest CD, Like Strange. In the very beginning, he was influenced by his two older cousins who played trumpet, and he desperately wanted to become a trumpet player himself, but was instead given a trombone by his fourth grade music teacher because of his mouth and the way it worked. After he graduated from the University of Pittsburgh, he was an in-demand sideman, freelancing for several years in Pittsburgh, and he even hit the road with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, and he's worked in pit orchestras for Broadway shows. These days, he has a day job that can make him a king amongst kids. He is the arranger, orchestrator, and trombonist on Sesame Street. And during a recent talk with Neon Jazz, he explained this gig.
I mean, it's just obviously such an iconic show, and we're starting right now the 48th season of it. I mean, like, think about that. It's easy for me to lose track of it because, first of all, I write the music from wherever I am. If I'm on tour, I'm still writing cues, or most of the time I'm just at home. Like, I'm in my little writing studio right now. And it's important for me to kind of go to the set when they shoot at least once or twice a year and see. It's truly magical, and there's always going to be kids around the set and just how powerful it is. It's really a special thing.
So Joe talked about a rehearsal he got involved with some years back, and it was with Cecil Taylor. So as we go into Cindy's Main Mood from the master pianist and poet, have a listen to Joe explain the experience.
We heard through the grapevine that he was going to start rehearsals for a new big band, which, and now knowing the cycle of Cecil's life, seems that every 10 years or so for a long time he's been doing this. He gets the bug, and it's kind of a way for him to meet the next generation of all the new young out guys. And so we just showed up. He didn't say anything to anybody, and other people showed up as well. But he's a very manipulative cat, and he would call a rehearsal, like a six-hour rehearsal. If you showed up an hour late, he might tell you to get the hell out of here. He might say, there's rehearsal tomorrow. And then he wouldn't show up, but, like, his assistant would show up to see who still stayed around for the whole 6 hours. I mean, it was just a crazy thing. Thank you.
listen and please hear. It's me on jazz, Joe Domino, and I am Wadada Leo Smith telling you that to open up your heart and head. We'll be right back.
That was the celebrated jazz drummer Jeff Tane Watts with the Chicken Ballet off his 2017 CD Blue Volume 2. He got his nickname Tane from Kenny Kirkland when they were on tour in Florida and drove past a Chieftain gas station. And he is the only musician to appear on every Grammy award-winning record by both Wynton and Branford Marsalis. He is used to the bright lights of prime time. He worked in the film and television industry as both a musician on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno for 3 years and as an actor playing Rhythm Jones in Spike Lee's Mo Better Blues. Off the 1965 CD, Working with the Miles Davis Quintet, here's the tune Veered Blues as we roll on during this hour of jazz, kids.
Thank you.
Neon Jazz.
Baby, baby, what's on your troubled mind? Baby, baby, what's on your troubled mind? Keep me bothered, worried all the time. I had a man, treated him so fine. So fine. Now all he does is worry Julia's mind. Forever on my mind.
Born in Boonville, Missouri, raised in Kansas City, and full of jazz good. That was singer and musician Julia Lee with Julia's Blues off the 2009 Best Of CD. And the best way to leave a room? On the sound of a soulful organ, I would think. And here is organ master Jimmy McGriff in 1967 with the song I've Got a Woman, Part 1. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with a good woman and plans himself, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Righteous.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We love you out there. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.